You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
My name's Claire.
My name is Davin.
My name is Fran.
In this show, we'll be talking to Sarah Watson about Oscar Bright Film Festival.
The Oscar Bright Film Festival showcases films made by people with a learning disability.
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm part of the Oscar Bright and I've been there for donkey years. 10 years.
Welcome to the show!
Welcome to the show.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
So Oscar Bright first started in 2003 and they started to get people with learning disability to show their films into festivals, and it got bigger and we have grown and there's other festivals similar to us too. The festival takes place every 2 years in sunny Brighton, and it's based at the Old Market in Hove, Old Market Theatre, for 4 days, and it's on the 23rd of October to the 26th of October, from Wednesday to Saturday. So please come. There's people with learning disability and they decide what films enter in, and we are trying to get more good quality film and we're learning to see what is good film. It's been really high this year of films enter, so probably hundreds of films, and they're all different. They have their different ways and they're very unique. During the festival, we've shown over 100 films that are really, truly good, and they will open your eyes to a different way. Some of the films are short, some are no more than 10, 15, some are over, but it's fairy, but most of them are short.
What's on the festival?
On Wednesday the 23rd of October, it's the launch night, which starts at 6:30 to 9:30. The first screening of Oscar Bright, which is Wicked, is It's Me. The 9 fantastic films as we, as learning disability, express ourselves through the world and to celebrate. Matthew Likes, I know he's really obsessed with Shakespeare in Tokyo, which is a guy with Down syndrome. He's sent on a really good adventure, discovered Tokyo, which can be very busy. And he gets away from his overbearing brother, which sometimes happen.
Mum wanted me to live in her cottage, not in a group home.
I know, mate, but this is the real world, okay? And Mum is not here to look after you.
But then we got Queer Freedom, a screening about disability with film, about gender, friendship, and the importance of language. So there are 6 films around the world and they're all fantastic in each way. Thursday starts at 9:30 to 12:00 is Discovery Arts World. So it's a chance for special needs schools, friends and family and students to do a Discovery Arts Award or watch films. We have got 17 films and all different things. So you got the Grand Tours Part 2. It's about a music charity shop in Shoreham.
Somewhere in England, hidden away, there is a little town with a little junk shop in it. The shop is called Gruntle, 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 and Gruntle Limited.
And also we got a music video called Magpie.
Yeah.
M-A-G-P-I-E, Magpie.
Charity shops are everywhere.
It's by Louis Walkman. He does loads of things for Carousel, and it's about the fireman, and I think about how he likes to recycle. He likes films, and he looks at charity shops.
Come on, everyone, let's get started. It's secondhand like a brass band. ride a care. British Heart Foundation, Oxfam, Shelter, Bernardus, Marie Curie, Age UK.
That was MAGPIE Magpie by Louis Walkden. Well, I've got it on my YouTube channel at home. I just love it because there's six people in it, some of which I know.
In this show, we're talking to Sarah Watson about Oscar Bright Film Festival.
The Oscar Bright Film Festival showcases films made by people with a learning disability.
Thursday, the second part, is my favourite part, which is animation, which starts half past 12 to 2. And I liked it because animation is a way of expressing yourself in drawings. I like animation to the bone. I like manga, different types for 3 out of 2 of animation. Me and Will are going to present animation. So the film I like is How I Was Born from Japan. It's in a world where cats are only born from smoke. Cats appear, disappear like a new life. It's very touching because when you lose somebody, it's another way of thinking something positive. And I like cats and I like design, so that's why I like it. Me and Will like the film called The Train. I like the design, it's like a bit of manga. I think animation is a way that you could express yourself. You could do crazy things. In the animation, you could do many things which sometimes you can't do when it's real life. So it's another way of expressing your skills and art.
There's people who we've had on Carousel Radio during the dance and music screening on Thursday, 24th of October, between 2 and 3. You can see Daniel Wakeford.
It's a wonderful city, I'm in for Brighton. Just if you look at the shops right now, it's a wonderful city. It's a wonderful city.
So on Thursday the 24th of October, there's plenty of screenings. There's a dance and music and a question and answer screening. There's so many from different countries and there's plenty to see. Then the next is a portrait of artists, 6 to 7. It's people who are artists, make film of the idea of being an artist and their lives. They're from loads of countries, Spain, Sweden and the USA. Many learning disabled artists are not being seen and sometimes they feel invisible, and that's why we should do more film and more art. There's like one from Sweden, which is called You and I, and it's like a guy who's drawn a character that comes alive. Art Studio One is a group of learning disabled artists who meet every week and they do art and what they do there in a different way before the screening. And there'll be live portrait done by people learning disabled artists. We will draw you.
At Civics, we aim to develop sustainable management of the Earth's resources to find your ideal role in society. Are you ready?
I can't read.
In the evening, we got 2 fantastic screenings. There's the sci-fi and the After Dark. So the first one starts at 7:30. So basically, you've got different types of sci-fi film, and they're all very good and brilliant. And then After Dark is different types, and we got Will's fantastic What's the Time, which is very psychedelic with quite creepy in certain parts. And then you got mine, Ham and Meat. It's a digital art piece, collation by Simon Wilkinson, Circus 69 and Carousel. Friday is about filmmakers who make films, who are interested in films, presented by partnership of Brighton University. So basically it's a partnership with people who live with learning disability and learn non-disability who work together and make a film. which will start at 11:30 to 12:30, and there'll be a Q&A to ask and how the journey went on. Also, what's fantastic is the filmmaking surgery, which is various time and it's free. And it's basically you, the filmmaker, can ask the filmmakers or the producers what you can do to make it better. You could talk to somebody from the South East BFI. The BBC, also a really good experienced producer. Each surgery lasts no more than 20 minutes, and just email Oscar Bright at Carousel to book your slot.
Thank you.
So Friday night is awards night. You can get your glams, you can get dressed up. Starts at 7, so we're going to get loads of guests. And it's going to be cool. We will find who's the winners.
The audience choice.
Outstanding contribution.
Best performance.
Best animation.
Best international film.
Best story.
Standard artist film.
And bright sparks. Then the next day, you can see all the fantastic award winners all at once. That is Saturday the 26th, and it starts at 6 to 7. Door opens at 5:30. So also on Saturday is Under the Sea, which is a themed activity for young people 5 plus with learning disability, which is an hour-long session 10 to 11:30. Relax environment, creative activities, soft lighting, see film films that make you relax. And then you've got the drama, which starts at 2:30 to 3:30. There's 4 films, one were made with BFI. The last screening on Saturday is Be In, which is a members of the Be In Network of Accessible Festival who are spent in learning disability films. For all around the world, and there's 5, yeah. And they've shown their favourite films. Also, don't forget, including this, we have also got the Oscar Bright Memory Booth, which will be on Wednesday to Saturday. That's throughout the whole festival. Give us your fantastic memories, your positive memory of the Oscar Bright, because the next festival, 2021, will be a 10th festival, which is going to be the biggest ever fantastic boldness. And I would love to hear what you're going to say.
The Oscar Bright Film Festival
takes place at the Old Market in Hove, Old Market Theatre, and it's on the 23rd of October to the 26th of October. You can basically buy your ticket from oscarbright.org. Or the Old Market box office. Each screening is £5, so you can get a special offer for 2 screenings for £8 or a festival pass for £30.
During the festival, you can see a film made by Daniel Wakeford, Eleanor Rhee, Final 16, Lizzie Emma, and Jason Eid.
So remember, book your tickets for Oscar Bright, the world's biggest learning disability film festival. It's on Wednesday, 23rd of October till the 26th of October 2019. And it's at the Old Market, Brighton and Hove. 4 days from films all over the world. There's films from Turkey,
the UK,
Germany,
USA,
Australia,
Canada,
Croatia,
Denmark,
Italy,
France,
Russia,
Ireland,
Spanish, Spain,
Sweden,
Iran,
Iceland,
Georgia,
Romania.
Please get your tickets and come along. The website is oscarbright.org. oscarbright.org. What film do you like, Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, I like comedy, but I also like films that make you think. And I like horror, but I like one film. It's a comedy spy, Kingsman. Do you like Kingsman?
I like animation more films than comedies.
I like comedy, action and animations.
Space films and Star Trek and comedy films as well.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Thank you to Sarah Watson.
From Oscar Bright. My name's Fran and this is called Abomania.
Abomania
is awesome. They sang songs and I danced. Abermania, Abermania, Abermania. I send it on to the songs. Somewhere the first movie, Take a Chance on Me, Money, 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 Dancing Queen, Super Trooper, Doing the Takes Tall, Lay All Your Love on Me, Waterloo, Name of a Game, I Have a Dream, Thank You for the Music.
Abermania, Abermania, Abermania.
It was good evening. I clapped my hands. That was Fran's Abermania poem.
Hello, I'm Eleanor Ree, and this is my poetry. This is a very short poem. You might be surprised how short it is. This is called One Liner, and it's a comical take on one liners and how short a poem can be, and almost what artists can get away with, but they still have character. That's why they get away with it. In my opinion. So this is my personal poem called One Liner. One Liner. I feel like crying into my supper / breakfast.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward.
I think in my home about where I want to be, on that stage, in that ring, where they'd all see me. They'd love me, I'd be great, but then I decide I'll choose another destination from that myth I'm released. Now I've found my goal, I know where I want to go. I'll be celebrated like the others, I have direction now I've chosen. It feels so great before I wake, no one else is on board. They don't care about my dream. I'm on the edge before I fall. I've had enough. I don't care anymore. I'm tired of all this angst. I'll just do what I want and not care too much about where on this earth I land. I've practiced for my dream over all these years. I know how to do what I do. Some people I meet on my 10,000th venture, now they see me. It's me they choose. Now I enjoy what I didn't expect. Things are finally good, as I'm free from neglect. I'm in control of what I expect. I'm back into my dream. It's been resurrected.
That's the end of the show.
Thank you to Sarah Watson.
From Oscar Bright. Eleanor Ree and Sam Castle Ward for their stories.
Carousel Houseband for their theme tunes.
And Kat Levy for the music.
We will be back again in November. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.